This is Daf HaShavua, Shir number 2 for Daf Pehei Masaches Ksuvos. We're on Pehei Amud Aleph, about halfway down, the beginning of the line, by the little Dalet, next to the Gilyon HaShas, it says, Ahi Itza, it's the beginning of the line. Hayi Itza de Schai de Chai Vashvua Beidino de Rav. He had a woman who was Chai Vashvua in the Beis Din of Rav. Why was she Chai Vashvua? So maybe she was Modi B'miksas, where you Chai Vashvua. Maybe there was an Eid Echad who testified against her, and that also can be Chai someone who's Shvua. So she was Chai Vashvua. So Amalei Bas Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda's daughter, who was Rav's wife, said to Rav, Yadana Bada Chashuda Ashvua. I'm just telling you, this woman who you're Chai Vashvua who you said is liable to give a shvua, but she is suspect on giving shvuas. I'm afraid she's going to lie. I know this woman. I'm concerned she's going to lie. So you know what Rava did based on that? Based on what his wife suggested? Apcha Rava l'shvua akashe negda. So what did Rava do? He switched the shvua akenegda. Kenegda means we have this concept in Masechah Shvuos, where you give on Dav Mem Dalid. Let's say you're concerned that one person is going to swear falsehoods. Let's say you have the person who's supposed to, you owe me money. So I'm supposed to swear. So generally what we do is the person who does the swearing is generally the person who's not collecting. It's the person who potentially owes the money who swears I don't owe the money. We generally don't have nishba v'notel. But we may have to reverse the shvua. And we say, well, if I don't trust the person who is taking the shvua to say I don't owe the money, I'm now going to impose the shvua on the other person to say, swear that this person owes you the money, because we don't trust the first person to take the shvua. So we let the other person who's making the claim, who wants the money, to claim, indeed, I swear that that person owes me the money. So that's precisely what happened over here, based on what the daughter of Chisda, Rava's wife, said about this woman. So Rava imposed the shvua on the other person, someone who we could trust. So Zimni Nahavu Yasvi Kame de Rav Papa, Rav Ada Bar Rav Masna. So it was another case where Rav Papa and Rav Ada Bar Masna were sitting in front of Rava, and Aisahu Shtara Gabe. There was a star that came in front of Rava, where someone was trying to collect money from the other person. Amale Rav Papa, Yadana Be Dishtara Priyu. I'm just telling you, I know that this star, that there's a debt in this star, this already has been paid up. So don't trust the Malva here, that the Malva is taking out this star to make the Lova pay. The money was already paid. Amale Rava said to Rav Papa, Ika Inish Achrina Bahade Demar. Is there another person who you can testify with? Indeed, this star was already paid up. Amale Lo, he said no. So Amale, well, nothing I can do about that. Afagav the Ikamar, Eid Echad, Lav Klumu. Yeah, it's true. You're testifying that the star was paid up, but you're the only one witness, and therefore I have to ignore you, and I have to assume that the star is still here, it's still around. Still in existence, must be, and the Malva is holding it. I assume that the money was not paid, and the Malva can collect with it. So Amale Rav Adabar Rav Masna, who was there as well. Hold on one second. V'lo yehei Rav Papa kevas Rav Chisda. Why can't Rav Papa be the same as your wife, the daughter of Rav Chisda, who in that other case, you believed her, she was only one aid, you believed that that woman was suspect of giving a shvua of lying when she was swearing, and based on that, you imposed the shvua on her opponent, on the other litigant. So Rava says, no, I'll tell you the difference. Bas Rav Chisda Kim Libigava. The daughter of Rav Chisda, I know very well. I'm very, it literally is established with me in her, meaning I'm very aware that she can be trusted, that she's telling the truth, that this woman, indeed, we have to suspect her that she may be lying. But Mar, Lo Kim Libigave. But regarding Rav Papa, as much as Rav Papa is a tzaddik, is a chassid, is a Talmud Chacham, and all of that, I don't know, I can't know for sure that he's telling me the truth, and therefore I cannot rely on Rav Papa and assume that this star was paid up. So Amar Rav Papa Hashta de Amar Mar Kim Libigavei Milsi. Now that you're saying, I hear from Rava that this concept is true, meaning if Kim Libigavei, if I can really say about someone, I'm absolutely certain they're telling the truth, if that's really if really we can take that into account, the Milsi, that has significance in Halacha, so then how about this could go Abba Mar Bari, the Kimli Bigave. How about if I heard testimony from my son, Abba Mar? I know for sure that he is that he doesn't lie. He's telling the truth. Karanishtara pume, based on his words, little come out from his mouth, I would rip up of a star. If he told me that this star he should rip up, I would believe him. Look at Rashi, a little bit more than halfway down. Karana kimli begave delo mishakra. That if I am certain that he is not going to lie, so then I should believe him. So the Gemara says, we'll do that Rashi in a second. Says the Gemara, Karana salkadaitech. What are you? It's entering your mind that Rav Papa, based on, you would tear up a star because you're so sure that your son is telling the truth, you rip up the star completely. Is that possible? Look at Rashi. Karana salkadaitech. V'chi echad ne'eman lahutzi star chosum miyad ha-machzik bo. Afuki ma'monuhu. Utrei boinin. I understand this concept of kim libigave. I trust this person. But still trusting a person doesn't mean that they're like to aid him. So let's say in the case of Rava. What did Rava do based on knowing that his wife, the daughter of Rav Chisda, was telling the truth? All he did was impose the Shavua on the other person. It's not like he didn't, he said, oh, I don't believe this woman and she's not telling the truth at all. No, I'm going to transfer the Shavua to someone else. So here also, you have a star, you assume it's been paid up, so you can rip up the star. No, it just means you're not going to allow the Malva to collect based on that star. We have to do a little bit more investigation. So Karana Salkadach, you tear up the document based on that your son, one person, tells you that the star was already paid up. If you have two Edim who say that, then so that's absolute truth. But Kimli Begava cannot allow you to do that. Ela Marana Shtara Apu. It means I would weaken the star based on his testimony. Look at Rashi. Marana Vlovis Dapkek Ligvos Baosha Shtar. I wouldn't literally attach myself as the Dayan to allow money to be collected based on that star. Umikra Namilo Karanale. But I'm not going to rip up the star. We'll have to look into the case a little bit more and see indeed if the money was paid up or not. Says the Gemara, new case. Hai Itzadis Chai Vashvua Beidina Drav Bibi Barabai. He had a woman who was Chai Vashvua in the base medish of Rav Bibi. So different ways to understand the Gemara, but we'll learn like the Rush, and that is that the other litigant of this woman, who was opposing this woman, said to the Dayanim there, you know, Tasty, let her come, let her come in my town, come to where I live, and let her take a shvua over there. You know why? Because Efshar de Mikasva Omodia, because she'll be embarrassed there to swear falsely. And Modya shall admit that she owes the money, meaning she's going to take a shvua that I don't owe money. Nishba, you take a shvua not to pay, but I don't trust her. So let's bring her to where I live and my court in my town, and there, then I'll trust her our shvua over there. Amalahu. So what does she say to the Dayanim? Kisvu li zachvasa. So I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to write me a zechus. What does it mean a zechus? Look at Rashi. Kisvu li zachvasa. So about two-thirds of the way down, Shebasi Lidin, Viniftarti Heymenim, which we'll see. No, I want you to write a zechus, literally, an acquittal, that I came to the Beis Din, and I became exempt based on my shvua, right? I want the court to write that I came to your judgment, and based on a shvua, I was freed from having to pay. Why? So, d'chi mishtabana yahavi li, so that when I take my shvua in that other Beis Din, so they'll give it to me, which means she doesn't want to have to go through a whole process over there. I'll tell you what I want you to do. I want you to me. I'm willing to go to the other town and take the shvua to the other town, but I want you as the Beis Din right now to write that, you know, she took a shvua and because I will be taking the shvua soon, and therefore she is now acquitted based on her shvua and doesn't have to pay. Amal Harav Bibi Barabaye. So Rabbi Barabaye said to his shlichim, Kisvula, you can write that. And Rabbi Barabaye, he was the dayon, he was the head dayon in this Beis Din, and he says, yes, you can write that star for her, that indeed a shvu was taken, and she's exonerated based on that. So the question is, though, how is this allowed? Isn't she hasn't taken the shvu just yet? How are you writing that she took the shvu and signing on that? Amar Rav Papi, Mishum da Asisu Mimulai, Amrisu Mile Muliasa. So he's telling Rav Bibi, so that what? You come from people who are cut short. So look at Rashi. Mimuloi, a base Eli, Shehen Kruse Yamim. We know that Eli was given the curse, that the people from his family, Rab and Abai, speak about that as well. One till 40, one till 60, and they lived till 60 because of extra chesed and Torah, etc. But they had a curse that they would not have any longevity in their family. Shehen Kruse Yamim. Avalinera Rashi says, no, I think it means Mimuloi Gavnunim Bale Mumin Shein Chayin Kishar Bnei Adam Shein on Chayin Kishar Bnei Adam. No, they have different blemishes that they have. Okay, either way, whatever it is, the bottom line is, this is kind of like he was just Rabbi Isaac saying, oh, because you come from these people who live a short life, or they have these blemishes, you're gonna say things that have blemishes, you're gonna say things that are also like that are short, that there's something wrong with them, that are not correct. Hama Rava, doesn't Rava say that you can't do what you think you can do? What's the case of Rava? Hi, Asharta de Dayane. If you have Asharta, Ashroi, you have a certification that's made in a Beis Din. Dimikasa Mikami Dinechavu Sadi Achasimos Yudayu. If that Ashroi of the Beis Din was written before the witnesses come and testify about their signatures, we know Kiyum Staros, what happens? The Eidim come in, and there's a certification, there's a henpeck on the star, based on the Eidim coming to testify, yes, indeed, these are our signatures, that's a Kiyum Shtaros, Midrabanan. But the Beis Din can't write down, before the witness testify, oh, the signatures have been authenticated, and we've been here, and we watched it. You can't do that in advance, Sula, that is not acceptable. Look at Rashi, Ashrasoy Dishtari, Kiyum Ashtar, Shekosun Dayanin Bimosav Tla Sahavina. We had this all the way back earlier, in the second parak or so, we write that they were sitting, we were here, the three of us were sitting here, Vasa Ploni Uploni, these two people came, Vasidu Achasimus Yudayu, and they testified about their chasimus, their signatures, Vashrinu Vekaimunu, and we certified it and we established it as okay, and there's your Kiyum Shtaros. But they can't do that before they heard from they can't write down the certification. We heard the signature, we heard the witnesses testify their signatures before they heard their testimony. Alma, that's psusel. Alma michse kishikra. Why? If you have a star that looks like, potentially looks like sheker, so that's psusel. It's not valid. So it's true. When they signed, it was true, but because they indeed did hear there was a kiyum shtaros, but nonetheless, the fact that they wrote it in advance looks like sheker. So hachanami mechzik sheker. Here too, Rav Bibi Rabbi is ruling for this woman that they're going to write for the new Beis Din, based on her shvua that she's going to take later. We have certified that she doesn't have to pay. She's not liable. That should be mechzik sheker. Shouldn't be allowed. So the Gemara says, Valesa, no, Rav Puppy, who said, this is not acceptable, is, we can reject it. How so? Me, Rav Nachman. Because what did Rav Nachman do? Rav Nachman, Omer, Hoya, Rabbi Meir used to say, so we have to get our minds into the laws of Gittin. When it comes to get, so we have the halachas that a get has to be written lishma. The only question is, what has to be a lishma? So Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that only the chasimos have to be lishma. Rabbi Elazar holds that the whole get has to be lishma, right? This is because Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion, you have this machlokus throughout Maseches Gittin. Rabbi Elazar holds Eidei Misira Karasi. Who are the ones who cause the get to sever the relationship of the Eidim who watch it being given over? And therefore the signatures are only there midirabbanon, but the get itself has to be, what has to be lishma then? The kasavla is the get itself. And Rabbi Meir holds, no, Eidei Chasimakarsi, who really causes the severance? The Eidim who sign. And therefore, even if the get's not written Lishma, it just needs to be signed Lishma, and we don't have to worry about a get Lishma as long as the signatures of Lishma, because Eidim Chasimakarsi, they are the ones who sign, are the ones who cause that severance between husband and wife. So if that's the case, if you find a star in the garbage, and the star happens to have, Reuven picks out the star, a get from the garbage, and it says, and there's a whole get document, and it says that Reuven is divorcing Leah. So I'm like, gosh, Reuven's my name, and my wife is Leah. Well, let's leave the star. Obviously, the husband changed his mind, but that's okay. It wasn't written for me, but I'll have it signed for me. No one signed the get. He changed his mind. So Rabbi Elazar would say that's absolutely not acceptable because it wasn't written l'shma, l'shame this man and l'shame this woman. According to Rabbi Meir, though, that is acceptable because as long as the chasimos are l'shma, it's going to be a kosher get. So that's what we're discussing over here, and we'll see how that applies to our case. According to Rabbi Meir, even if you found the get in the trash, and he had it signed, the husband had it signed, Rusan Olo, and gave it to his wife, kosher, it's going to be okay. She is divorced. What do you see? Hold on. So leaving out the whole issue of Eide Mesir Karsi, Eide Chasima Karsi, Machlok is Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Elazar, let's discuss this very case. Even within Rabbi Meir's opinion, where here we have the Chasimos that are done l'shma, but doesn't this look a little bit like Sheker? Maybe this should not be allowed. Even according to Rabbi Meir, that the chasimos were l'shma, maybe mechse k'shikra, and we should be concerned. So the Gemara says, you see, what do you see from here? Kosher, the vet is valid, is going to be valid. They are divorced, and we don't have to worry about something looking like it's false. And v'afilu rabbanon lo pligiale de Rabbi Meir, rabbanon and Rabbi Elazar, the other rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Meir and say the get is no good in the garbage. Why? Because it wasn't written l'shma. Lo pligiale de Rabbi Meir ela begite nashim. That's they only argue regarding a get isha debayin k'siva l'shma, and this is not k'siva l'shma. Aval b'shar star was module, but regarding other documents, they would allow where it doesn't have to be written l'shma. They would allow you to take it out of the garbage, even though you would say, hold on, doesn't this look a little bit like this is a little bit of sheker here. We shouldn't allow. After all, you know, it was thrown in the garbage. Maybe it should be invalid because it wasn't written into this particular husband and wife, and maybe we shouldn't believe it. Even the Rabbanu would agree that that would be okay. They're only arguing regarding the get because you need the get written l'shma. D'amar avasem Rabbi Yochanan shtar shelove. Bo upro, if you have a star where you have someone a lover who has a note that, what did he use? He used it to borrow money from one person, any upro, and he paid it back. And there was a certain amount that was a loan. Let's say he borrowed $1,000. He said, oh, look at that. I have this loan. Let me use this star again for another loan. Ain't no close of a lover, Bo. You're not allowed to use it again. Shekvar Nimchal Shibudo. Why is that not good? So it's interesting. The reason he can't do that has nothing to do with being false, with Mechse Keshikra. It's because the lien is already Nimchal. What does that mean? Look at the last Rashi. Shekvar Nimchal Shibudo. Mishe Paro Bal Hashtar V'nimtzeis Milve Hashnia Milve Alpeh V'eno Government Alukuchos. Remember what happens. When you have a star and it's written on a particular date, so all of the property of the love is now Meshubat is a lien upon it to pay back the loan. So having the same star from this earlier date, so that's not acceptable. That's why you can't use the same star again, because the lien is gone already. It was already Nimchal. But that's the only concern. Time Nimchal Shibudo. That's why we don't want to use this document, because the lien is already gone. Aval Lemerse, we turn to Behem and base Geshikra, that to say, oh, maybe this is a lie, Tap Rash Shalom Nichtav Al Milvazu, that this star was written for this new loan. That lo chashinin, that we're not worried about next Rashi. Im lo sheish bedavar bitel shtar gamur. So here there's no concern. We don't have to worry at all. It was written for a different loan. We don't have a problem with reusing it just on the fact that that maybe it looks like a lie. That we're not worried about. So you see from here, as the Gemara is pointing out, velesa, meaning Rav Papi's concern about writing this shtar for this woman and the shvur and all of that. So he says, no, we're not worried about things looking like falsehood, because we see from Rabbi Meir's halacha regarding the get that indeed that and this statement of Rav Asi and then Rabbi Yochanan that the concern of sheker is not a concern at all.